We're learning Daf Chav Dalet in Maseches Kinim. I'm starting from Mishnah Beis. So this Perek started talking about not a case where the Kohen asked. You know, the Kohen had a bunch of different birds from two different ladies. He didn't ask any questions. He just did what he thought to do. That's the case of these Mishnayis. He loyin nimlach. He didn't ask any questions. And then he was makrivit, and we'll see what he did. So let's say the story was, Achas Lazu, one Isha had one, Vishtayim Azu, the other one had two, and these are all ors. Or the Vishazu, or the Eslazu, or Meilazu, you know, one had 10, one had 100, or one had two, one had four. So what's the halacha? Also, Kum Lamaila, the Kohen went ahead and makrev all the birds Lamaila. We remember Lamaila, it means it's a Oila, Oila Saif, and Lamata is a Chata Saif. So he did all of it Lamaila, Mechsa Kosha, Mechsa Pasal. Why? Because all these are stumois, and Allah is via stuma, the coin is kaveya, what it becomes. So if you did everything on top, then half of them are good, because half of them are oilers. The other half are no good, because they're chatas. So also kulam mailah mechza kosher, mechza posel. Kulam mata, mechza kosher, or mechza posel. The ulam mata, then all the chatas are kosher, all the oiler posel.
What happened with the same lady?
What?
What happened is from the same lady, the two birds?
Then for sure it's good. What do you mean? Half
no,
the.
No,
oh, everything Lamaila also half kosher, half fossil.
He ended up doing the same ladies, both her birds, Lamaila.
So still half a kosher and half a fossil.
Oh, because
still half a kosher, half a fossil. Shalom, who's in the Yaitse? That's a different child. It's a good question. But that you know, you have to say with Shutvis, we said we'll do it. You just do with Shutvis afterwards, you know, with a Tanai, and they both bring. So if it's all Lamaila, then the halacha is the guy with these oifers, are the kosher or carbons, mechza kosher, mechza fossil. Kulamata mechza kosher mechza pasul. Let's say the guy went ahead and did chetzil lamayla chetzil lamata, did half on top, half at the bottom. So then hamaruba kosher. The maruba is kosher. So what's the pshat? Because let's give an example. Let's say one had 20 birds, one had 10 birds, and one had 100 birds. Right? All together 110. All together 220. One had 10 kinim, and one had 100 kinim. All together 220 birds. Okay, 220 birds. Let's say you did half on top, half on the bottom. Okay? So what's the worst case scenario? Because half on the top and half on the bottom of one lady is always kosher. Because half chadas, half oila. But let's say here it was two ladies. One had altogether 20 birds, one had 200 birds. 220 birds. Let's say you did half on top, 110 on top, half 110 on the bottom. What's the worst case scenario? All 20 belong to one. If all 20 belong to one, only 10 are possible. So 100 are kosher. On the bottom, what's the worst case scenario? All 20 belong to one. Still, even all 20 belong to one, it's 100 akasher. So how much akasher? 200 birds, 100 birds, 100 kinim, 200 birds, 100 kinim akasher. That's what it says, a meruba kasher. The meruba is kasher, because always the meruba will be kasher. Now comes the Zeha cloud that explains this thing. Zeha cloud. This is the cloud. Kol mokum shatu yochel lachlik es akinim shloyu mishal isha achas beim lemayla belematon mechza kosher u mechza pasul. What does this mean, Zeha Klal? Anytime it's possible to have all the kinim on top from one isha, then the lach is always mechza kosher, mechza pasul. So make it very simple. If each of them have the same amount, each of them have two birds altogether, one kan each one. Here's a case where it's possible you did all of Rachel's on top and all layers on the bottom. Or if they each have four, it's possible you did all of Rachel's on top, all of Rachel's on the bottom. So there, the halacha always is mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Because what's worst case scenario? You did all Rachel's on top, right? Worst case scenario is they did all Rachel's on top. They did all Rachel's on top, only the two oilers are kosher, two chas apostle. And so therefore, that klal is mechza kosher, mechza pasul. V'chom mokoyim she'ein ata Yochel, b'chol makom she'ein ata yochel lachas kinim atchu mishal isha achas bein lemaila and bein lemata maruba kosher. Anytime we can't do one of the, it's impossible that all the isha was done on top. One isha was done on top. Then the lach is the maruba is kosher. For example, if Rachel has four and Leah has two. Two birds and Rachel has four birds altogether six birds. It's impossible to do one isha on top. Because you do three on top and three on the bottom. So Rachel has four, you can't do all of hers on top. And Leah has only two, so you can't do all of hers on top. Here the halacha is, the meruba is kosher. Why? When you do like three on top and three on the bottom, what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is, that Leah's, both the Leah's landed on top. So you did two Leah's on top and one Rachel's on top. How many apostle? One. Only one's apostle. And on the bottom, you did all of Rachel's. So also, what's apostle? Only one is apostle. So how many are kosher altogether? Three are kosher. Let me tell you, it has to be three are kosher. Well, let's do this again. We have all together six. You have three on top, three on the bottom. Three on top, let's say both of them were layers. So one of them for sure is possible. The other two are kosher. So you have two kosher. And on the bottom, you did three. Right, yeah, I said it right. So four are kosher. Four are kosher, it's very good, because minyan haruba is kosher. Four, you're right, four are kosher. And, yeah, very good. Four are kosher. And what does it say in the Mishnah? Let's see. Hamaruba kosher, perfect. Four are kosher, the maruba is kosher. Here, this is four is kosher. This is the chesed. This is the first klal, zah klal. So if zah klal is two and two, then, so then one is kosher, mechza kosher is possible. Because if both in my bottom, both rachels are on top, so the chatas is possible and the oil is kosher. And here, the chatas, both layers on the bottom, the oil is possible and the chatas is kosher. There is mechza kosher, mechza possible. In this case, it could be hamaruba is kosher. Four are kosher, so the maruba is kosher. Very good, shmach. Okay. Everyone got that? Yeah? The most part. Okay. Zok Mr. Gimel. Chatos azu, the next two Mishnayos are easier. Chatos azu, oilo lazu. Here is a case where it was certified already. You know, the Rachel walks in with a chatos, and Leah walked in with a oilo, and they gave it to the Kohen, and the Kohen didn't ask anyone, he just did what he wanted. So what happens? Also kulin lamayla. If you did everything on top, what happens? Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Because if you did everything lamayla, the oilo was kosher, the chatas is pasul. Kulin lamata. If the kohen didn't ask everything lamata, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Again, because then the oilo is pasul. Chatz lamata. He might have got everything wrong. Stay in psulois. Maybe mamish padreit the yitzus over here, that everything will be pasul. The next case, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet, there's three pairs of birds. Okay? There's a case where there's three pairs of birds, Rachel and Leah, each bringing three birds. There's three pairs, each bringing three, because they're each bringing a pair, a chatas and oila, and then they each brought a specified chatas or oila. Because let's say they owed it. So what's the case? The case is chatas for oila. So here's the chatas and oila, and there's a stuma. And there's a mafareshes. Mafareshes means that there was a pier, but there was specified which one of the chatas was the oila. Also, kulin lamayla, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Because in this case, he had three oilas and three chatas. So he did kulin lamayla, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Kulin lamata, he did all three on the bottom. Again, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. If didn't chetzi lamayla, chetzi lamata, see here, the only one that's kosher is a stuma. In a kosher, a stuma. Why? Because there were four birds here that were specified, and you might have done it the wrong place. We had here a chatas, oila, and a mafareshes. They were all specified. Those specified, you might have done both chatois lamaila and both oilas lamata, which makes a puzzle. So the only one that's kosher in this case is the stuma. That's the only one that's kosher.
Stuma is one bird or two birds?
What?
The stuma is one bird or two birds?
The stuma is two birds. Two birds altogether. Two birds. So it's two birds added to six stuma. So the only thing kosher will be the stuma. That's the only thing kosher will be the stuma. That's the only thing that will be kosher. So chatzel lamala, chatzel lamata, ain't kosher ella stuma. So the only thing that will be kosher will be the stuma. Vehi mischalekes b'nehem. And how do you know who should get that? They split it between them. This mission is giving an example where they're split up between them. They're going to each be take, you know, one of those, and they still have to bring another pair. They're going to each be yaitza with the.
Why is the whole stuma only not one of the stumas kosher?
Both stumas. The whole pair of stumas kosher. Well, stuma means two birds.
Right. Maybe both stumas in one place.
Maybe it did both stumas in one place. Maybe he did both stumas down on the bottom. He did half on top, half on the bottom. So maybe both stumas were done on the bottom. Because here, yachatas oil and mafreshes. That's a very good question. That's a good question. I didn't think of that question. So it could be the case is that by the stuma mefreshes and oilachatos, each one you did half the pier on top, half the pier on the bottom. So the other two, you don't know which one you did on top, the oil or the chatos. But the stuma, even if you don't have to know because right when you're doing it, you're being a kaveya. So that's the case. You have to say it is a kimta. He's saying here you split each con in half exactly, not that you just did everything like that. You didn't know whose was whose, but you did split each con in half. That's what you have to say. But it's a good question. Yeah, that's the only way out. It's a good question. It sounds like that from the rush a little bit that was the case. They did half of it on top and half on the bottom. Not claw. It's not so claw. One more teretz could be also that the amount of a stuma will be kosher. It means two birds will be kosher for sure. Because what's the worst case scenario? Let's say both stumas were on the bottom and the oilo was on the bottom. So still on top, you landed up with the one of the chatos. You had two chatois and one oilo on top had to be. Two chatois and one oilo had to be on top. So that means there's one oilo at least on top, and on the bottom one's a stuma. So what's the other worst case scenario? The two first chatos is on the bottom, and a oilo and a stuma. So then you have one kasha on the. You have two first oilos on the bottom and then one stuma. So then also again you have more kosher on top. It means the sheer stuma. It means two birds of a short kosher. That would be olam halach. That two birds are a kosher. That probably is more the emes halach instead of making a kimta. But the emes of a halach is that there was two birds, which means there's two birds that are kosher upon him. If you figure out the cheshbon, at least two birds are kosher. Okay, good.